This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah. God, I'm excited. Golf season officially begins today for your boy, and no one cares. What a day. 67 degrees is the high. Mac, if you want to care, you don't have to care. But I can tell you something informative here. Tonight, you'll get to see seven planets.
I think I saw seven last night in the sky. It was beautiful last night, man.
You'll be able to see Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, and you guessed it, Uranus.
I like it. Can you see Earth on that
list? No, Earth is a lot like your face. Yeah, you've only seen reflections of it and pictures.
Yeah.
That's and it's
right.
flat.
And it is very much so, yeah, right. The other thing about Earth is that you mentioned your face. Like, that's the only thing that you can never see yourself correctly, right? Like,
yeah, you've never seen your face with your own eyes.
That's right, exactly.
What is in this coffee?
Yeah, what is going on today? But I went outside, beautiful Herbal day
brew.
Yesterday, right? The dog is out all night long, all day long, and running around, having a good time, and... Man, the stars last night were unbelievable. I was just telling you before the show started, the Stargazer app that I have on my phone is the best app on my phone. Of course, next to the Odyssey app.
Mm.
I would suggest for the next couple of nights, you download this night sky app. I think you have it on your phone, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it basically is you just point it at the sky and it just comes to life on your phone and it tells you exactly you know, what you're looking at. And I think last night I was looking at Venus and I'm like, God, I mean, it is just such a clear night right now and you can see everything up there. So the only thing we're not going to see is Pluto and Earth. I mean, and every other planet's going to be visible tomorrow night. Is that what you're saying?
Every night but Wednesday night.
But Wednesday night.
The meteorologist I saw said, most of them you will be able to see without a telescope. Obviously, if you live out like in Lone Jack, if you're Neil, or if you live like in the heart of Green Valley or Oak Grove and there's no city lights, you know, you can see everything. Or, you know, if you want, you could, you know, take the lady up to like a hilltop somewhere, you know, and be like, all right, because I've done that once. Mm-hmm. It was by myself, but there was a, I think there was like a, either like a meteor.
So you
not
didn't
a meteor.
Take a lady up there?
No, I'm saying I thought about it when I was there by myself.
But like, you were there by yourself.
Oh, that'd be really cool if like you were with the lady here.
I mean, that's kind of creepy to roll to a, like a makeout joint by yourself, right?
I didn't even know the place existed. I just was at the time with my parents while I was like transitioning from a apartment to a house. And there was still like, dark road that went up. It was on this road's called like Snyabar Road.
Of course.
Cuts Grain Valley into 50 Highway. And so I went up on this like hilltop road. I'm like, had binoculars, so hopefully I didn't get pulled over. And so I go all the way to the top and I'm like, there's nobody here. This is like a lookout point. You can like see everything. And I looked up and it was just like, I don't know, it was like one of those like Disney World places where it's like, this is what space looks like. And you're like, I mean, it was literally pitch black and you could see everything.
It's so different when you just get like 5 minutes outside the city and the lights are out and it's clear and there's nothing in the way. Like drive 20 minutes south, east, west, or north.
It's wild.
And look up, man, and you will see everything. But the next, I'm not a stargazer or anything like that or a, you know, scientist, but man, I just love looking at the stars. And it's been lately, it's been so clear and the planets are awesome. And it's just been great. So if you get the opportunity to do that over the next couple of nights, do that. Night Sky is the app. Night Sky is the app. It's free, and you just point it at the sky. It tells you exactly what you're looking at.
Yeah, it even gives you, like, the horizon line.
Oh, it's so cool, man. It is awesome. So get yourself that app and have some fun over the next couple of nights because it is beautiful.
So how much of the KU game did you watch last night?
None. Yeah. I didn't know.
Tip-off was 7, or when they started showing it on TV, I just happened to be it because I'll leave my TV on like, a timer before I'll go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And 10:17, I believe, is when coverage started.
10:17.
That's right.
Yeah, no chance. Did they win last night? I don't know. Did they win? Okay, good.
They also have a guy on their team named Harrison Carrington.
Oh, really?
Colorado does.
Colorado.
Harrison Carrington.
Harrison Carrington. That is really unbelievable, you know.
He's a sophomore from Menlo Park, California, 6'7", 207 pounds, number 31, number one in your heart.
Harrison Carrington?
Yeah.
Harris Carrington?
Harrison Carrington.
Harrington. Harrison Carrington. That's
white
funny.
Guy.
Because Billy Coons always used to call him Carrington Harris. I always love that Carrington Harris. But,
so great.
Harrison Carrington. Did he perform last night? How did he do?
I don't know. I have to check it out. He's a sophomore, so I can only imagine.
You know, you don't start games. See, that's again a problem with college basketball. I don't know if you saw this story about Cooper Flagg and the head coach at the University of Illinois talking about he needs to stay in college for another year and chase girls. I mean, it's a great story, right? This guy Brad Underwood, who used to coach at K-State for a hot minute, right now he's the Illinois head coach, and he played Duke the other day. They got their ass handed to him, and whatnot. And
Duke's been doing that to a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. So Brad Underwood, they're 17-11 right now, is Illinois. And he said this after the game. He goes, I hope he stays in school. I mean, if the NCAA or the ACC, if I'm the NCAA or ACC, I'm figuring out an NIL deal to keep that dude in school because he's everything that's right about our game. Somebody threw out a story about it. I hope he stays. Man, he'd be great. He could probably make more here than he could in the NBA. He's also got really good people around him, and that helps. He continued. He goes, he's 18. He's just an 18-year-old kid. Go have fun. Chase a girl. I mean, enjoy the opportunity, Underwood explained. And there's nothing wrong with anything that he says.
I'm trying to figure out the flaw in what he said.
No, nothing. Yeah. So what I'm getting at is, like, that's what college basketball needs to get back to, right? Guys like that people can identify with that are playing at a normal time that aren't tipping off at 10:17 at night, you know, which is 11:17 on the East Coast. Look, 10:17 Central?
Yeah.
That's still 9:17 in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's not early out there either.
Yeah, they gave you it was because they had, I think it was Houston and Texas Tech was on, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of that?
No, I was watching Monmouth take on Northeastern yesterday on CBS Sports Network. Hawks were cooking yesterday. They won, baby. They won at the end.
Patty was there. The haircut is real.
Yep. Looks good on the bench. People were all in their feelings about that, about Patrick Mahomes being shown on the broadcast last night. Oh, my God. I came across a story this morning and all the tweets of people bitching about Patrick Mahomes. Stop showing Patrick Mahomes. Show this. Show that. Stop showing Patrick. I mean, tweet after tweet after tweet.
They showed him like three times.
That was enough for the people to lose their mind. Yes.
They gave him an introduction at his school.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, random question. Do you have to graduate to be considered your alma mater?
Depends on what state you're in. Because at the University of Texas, I learned when I lived down there for a year and 10 months, whatever it was.
It's a long time.
Anybody who went to the University of Texas, and I think Texas A&M did this at the time. So if you enrolled and took one class,
that's your own.
You were considered a Texas X. Okay. They didn't call them alumni or anything. They considered them Texas X's. And I go, okay.
So that's why George Strait wrote that song.
All my exes live in Texas. Oh, I never even thought of it about that. But they're all called Texas exes. Texas, I think Texas A&M may do it. So basically what they're doing is saying, well, you went here for a year. You went here for a class. You're considered, quote unquote, their version of an alumni. Write us a check. Mm-hmm. You know, that's essentially what that is. It's a scam to get you to write checks because, you know, universities are just trying to rip people off all the time. I was talking about it with somebody yesterday about their kid getting ready to go to college and the cost of just going to KU as an in-state student, what a ripoff it's become. income to spend this kind of money for college education. I'm really looking forward to it. Mm. It's going to be awesome.
Back to back.
I mean, yeah, right, exactly.
Get so a full ride, kids. Yeah. Get all the scholarships you could possibly. You have to duct tape your face.
Right. Like, do whatever you have to do to get the scholarship money. But
we got two classes, Dad.
Yeah.
I got paid for it.
Exactly. Fine.
Freshman year.
Yeah, go for it. Take JUCO classes. It's ridiculous. College education's and the money that people have to pay for this kind of stuff, it's a scam. It really is. It's an absolute thievery that these universities get away with charging the money that they do for this higher education. What a scam. So that's what it is. So I don't know if Texas Tech is the same way, to bring this back full scale. If Texas Tech is the full thing where they go Texas Tech X's, because in that case, obviously Mahomes would.
I was just wondering if like an alma mater necessarily, like if it, you have to be a graduate. Like, I don't know. I'm assuming he either will or has. I just don't know about it. Not that it's important. I was just wondering about the definition of alma mater. Cause, like, of course, like, I don't know. ML football just like annoys me.
Oh,
and
it says
trending. Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes is in good spirits only a couple of weeks after losing the Super Bowl. Of course.
What did you want him to do? Sit inside a hut and ayahuasca it up? Oh, wait, that was Aaron Rodgers.
Tonight,
sorry.
He received a major ovation as alma mater Texas Tech basketball.
Why wouldn't he? He went to Texas Tech.
I understand. Yeah. It was like the alma mater part. I'm like, is he?
Yeah.
Like, does that? I mean, like, doesn't matter.
I guess you went there. It's, I guess, semantics. He's still going to write, you know, the check, I'm sure. And he's done a lot of things for Texas Tech.
Well, did they put his, like, emblem on the field? Or was that AI that did that?
I didn't see that.
I thought they put the Patty Mahomes, like, on the Texas Tech football
field. Oh, that would be kind of cool. I did see a great AI of Travis Kelce saying he's engaged already and the wedding's going to be private and Swifties don't need to show up to it. It was so good. Like, Jen showing this to me last night. She goes, is this real? I go, well, it's put out by the real AI on Twitter, so I can't imagine. It was unbelievably close.
What do you think would shock the world more? Kelce announces retirement or they announce engagement?
You talking world? The engagement.
United States,
the engagement. The only people that the retirement would shock would probably be us in Kansas City, right? Everybody else, thank God, move on. Get rid of them. Goodbye. But the engagement, oh my God, the engagement be the lead story on every morning show, non-sports related, like the Today Show and all those other things that are on TV.
Ugh.
Food Network may even lead with it. Who the hell knows? If you're catering the Swift Kelce wedding, what are you going to have?
I want Costa Vida to cater my wedding.
Random restaurants that you want catering your wedding.
It's basically like, I don't know, it's not as like enterprise as Chipotle.
Right, yeah.
I mean, could you just imagine, like, you know, you got all night just on heaters, you got rice, guac, beans, meat, salsa, cheese. You hammered Hank over there making tacos till, you know, 11:30.
Yeah.
Although they kick you out pretty early in wedding like things. They're like, you got till 11, then everybody gets out.
Get the hell out of here. You know, you bring in pizzas at the end and then, you know, feed everybody, which is a baller move if you do that at the end of your wedding, right? You bring in food for everybody at the end because everybody's tanked.
You order like 15 pizzas.
Yeah, and you just have them show up. People love you for it.
And you tell the pizza place that you're doing this for a wedding reception. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll give you like a discount.
Yeah, they will. Absolutely. They'll take care of you. 100%
they will. I've been there.
Like, yeah, it's awesome.
I was like, man, I'm starving. I'm hammered. What do we do? I'm like, dude, order a pizza. Tell me it's for your wedding. They're like, all right. It's like $350 order. You got it for like $190.
Yeah.
I was like, just tip the delivery driver.
Right. So I was at a wedding one time. They brought burgers in at the end. It was like, great. I'm like, all right, this is kind of the way to do it.
Can you imagine that? House at your wedding and all of a sudden someone's like, dude, you want this Whopper with cheese? Absolutely.
Yeah. So give me all of the Whoppers and cheese.
Oh, for sure. Coming up on the other side, the greatness of Brett Veach and how Binkley is involved. I have no idea how those two names are.
This was a conversation with Binkley I had yesterday.
You'll get to it next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
What happens first? Kelce and Swift announce engagement? Or we know where the stadiums will be.
Oh, the stadiums.
No way.
Yeah, because I think that's coming sooner rather than later. I think we'll know the stadiums by the time we go to St. Joe for both teams.
Way to set the city on fire yesterday.
Yeah, I don't really care. It's funny to watch people go back and forth on Twitter and me just kind of ignore the whole thing.
I did have a fun, like, 5 minutes after the garage, like, watching, like, reading the comments. One of them was, you really think Mahomes and Andy Reid will be here in 2031? I was like, Do you realize that's 5 years from now? Mahomes will be 33, 34, and Andy Reid will probably be in his last year coaching. So, yeah, they'll still be here.
I think they're trying to time the stadium to make sure that, you know, they capitalize on what's going on right now. I mean, so that's why time is of the essence in all of this. But like when
Peyton did play a few years at Lucas Oil.
He did. And he played a few years at Empower Field at Mile High with no head. But, you know, he played. He was there. It'll be interesting. No, I think the stadium absolutely gets resolved before we know about Taylor and Travis. But who knows? I mean, Taylor and Travis may announce something sooner rather than later, too. He could play that whole year last year knowing that he's engaged and the whole world knowing that they're engaged. Or they just wait and, you know, don't tell anybody and they just end up getting married, which is kind of what I would do, right?
Too hard to do that.
Is it?
I think they're two biggest celebrities to where you can't. Because, like, they'll...
Are they the biggest celebrity power couple on Earth right now? It has to be, right?
As of right now, yes.
Bigger than J-Lo?
Oh, J-Lo's so 2000 and late.
Like, she's married to...
J-Lo and who?
J-Lo and Glenn Affleck? Hoffman? I don't know.
No, they got divorced again for a second time.
But I was talking to my wife, like, Ben Affleck has been with two, like, J-Los. There's been two Bennifers in his life.
Jennifer Garner,
that woman who schleps the credit card on TV, that farmer lady, like he was, I guess he dated her. I didn't know he dated the farmer lady. And
Jennifer Garner can eat crackers in my bed.
So he had that Bennifer, and then he had another Bennifer, like
whatever.
That's crazy, right?
He left the wrong one twice.
So what were we talking about?
Travis and Taylor.
Speaking of stadiums. So you said I lit the city on fire, whatever it was yesterday. Mm. I opened my Twitter, like almost Andy Reid is fighting with people. I mean, that's where I put it away. I'm like, all right, he's getting involved right now.
I also saw one that was like, for those of you in Jackson County that voted no on this, F you, middle finger emoji.
That's what it was. I mean, people are acting like Jackson County didn't have a chance to keep this thing. They did. They said no. And so now it's open for business. It's pretty simple. It's not that hard to figure out.
Some of that I went through, he says Jay-Z, Beyonce. I don't know. That's probably the next closest one, if not on the same playing field.
But more people know who Jay-Z is than Travis, or
A$AP Rocky and Rihanna. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Max having some issues today. He has some bad guts.
Oh, is he?
Somebody on the text line said, Church's Chicken catered my wedding. 250 pieces of chicken, 100 biscuits, $175.
Is that enough food?
And then he said his grandmother made the sides. I mean, 250 pieces of chicken.
And 100 biscuits for $175?
Sign me up.
That's living large, man. That's a hell of a deal.
And then to the credibility of the text sign, the logo of Patrick Mahomes was on the field, and then I knew they were on the uniforms. I just didn't know if they were on the field.
Oh, so it's like the Jumpman thing.
Yeah. Except it's Patty. So anyways, you had a conversation with Binkley about Brett Veach and the draft and everything?
Well, I had a conversation about Binkley yesterday because I was driving around, and I was thinking about like this quarterback situation. All of them suck. Let's call it what it is. I mean, there's not a quarterback in this draft that's worth drafting, right? And I saw a story from Mel Kiper yesterday. And he was talking about Shador Sanders, and he's like, a lot of teams aren't looking for Shador Sanders. Like, he's probably going to go 15 to 30 now is what Mel Kiper said.
What?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. 15 to 30, Mel Kiper said that's the style of quarterback where he should be picked.
That's hilarious.
15 to 30, right? I don't think Shador Sanders is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't know enough about Cam, but he's not going
to go 15 to 30.
But he should. That's the problem. This is why general managers get fired all the time, right? Because they make these stupid picks at quarterback, like Josh Rosen. And whatnot, right? Like, there's some bad selections at quarterback. Just because the internet says and his name is Shador Sanders doesn't mean you should draft him if you don't think he's going to be good. Like, you can't feel that peer pressure that's out there, which is, I mean, it is. I mean, people talk about quarterbacks all the time. The peer pressure's out there. Fan bases get enraged. You got to get a quarterback, and then you draft the guy that sucks, right? I don't know enough about Cam Ward. I did see a mock draft where the Giants trade up to one to get Cam Ward. I don't know if that's worth it or not. So anyway, so I asked Binkley, I said, what was the last time you remember a draft not having a legit quarterback immediately? You know how long it took him to respond?
10 seconds.
If that, 2022. And I said, oh, okay, 2022. Okay, all right. So I kind of look back at that draft where I think Desmond Ridder maybe.
Is that the Justin Jefferson draft? No, he was 2020.
I don't remember. No, it wasn't Justin Jefferson.
No, because he was like the COVID year. Because like Jamar Chase waited a year to come out of into the draft. So it would have been like Jefferson would have been like 2019.
Yeah, so like Trayvon Walker was the number one pick that year. Okay. And then Aiden Hutchinson went number two. And then Derek Stingley Jr. went number three. Ahmad Gardner, which is now known as Sauce, he went four. Kayvon Thibodeau went five to the Giants. And the Giants came back at seven and took Evan Neal. Those are your two top 10 picks. You wonder why you stink. Drake London.
Thibodeau's a good pick.
Garrett Wilson. Mm.
Offensive player of the year that year.
Yeah.
These quarterbacks are terrible.
I mean, look at the quarterbacks in this draft, right? Like Kenny Pickett was the top quarterback taken in that draft. So that's kind of where we are on the same type of level of there's just not a lot of good quarterbacks. Also, too, look at that first round. How many of those players are really legit first round players in that 2022 NFL draft? Right?
Hutchinson, Thibodeau, they were in there.
Kayvon Thibodeau is not good. Okay. He is not good.
He's not that good.
He is not good.
For that draft stock, especially.
Five overall, he's a bust. There's no question. Yeah. He's an absolute bust. Probably. In that standpoint. Like, I don't care that he, you know, takes on two defenders, like, make plays, right? Garrett Wilson's a nice player in that draft. You take him, right? And he's on the trade market right now.
I'd take him, yeah.
Would you take Chris Olave right now?
I think so.
Chris Olave, 11th overall to the Saints.
Out of Ohio State.
It's a little high.
It's a little high. Jameson Williams, you know, running back, nice player. Can't stay on the field. And you continue to work your way down this list. And then all of a sudden you start to realize, like, this is a crap draft. Yet we got Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis out of this draft.
Yeah,
in
the 20s and
21 was Trent McDuffie and 30 was George Karlaftis. Listen to the players taken between Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis in this draft. Quay Walker from Georgia goes after Trent McDuffie.
Clay Walker, the country music star.
Yep.
If I can make a living out of loving
you. Elam goes to Buffalo.
Jason.
Tyler Smith goes to
That's not a real person.
Dallas.
Never heard of him.
Tyler Lindenbaum goes to Baltimore. Jermaine Johnson II goes to the Jets. Devin Lloyd, you get where I'm going. There's nobody picked between Karlaftis and McDuffie that's even worth discussing and having a conversation about. That 2022 draft was so bad in the first round, and we got Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis out of that draft. Like, if that just doesn't tell you how freaking unbelievable Brett Veach is at drafting, and we're getting ready to go, obviously, into the draft. The combine is taking place in Indianapolis this week, if you haven't heard. You start thinking about it. Brett Veach led a masterclass in that 2022 draft. Other than like Aiden Hutchinson and Garrett Wilson, Brett Veach hit a freaking home run. He wouldn't have the opportunity to draft them. They were picked way ahead. That 2022 draft is hot garbage, and we got two cornerstone stars out of that. Trent McDuffie, one of the best, if not the best, lockdown corners in the NFL right now. And George Karlaftis, basically the sack leader in the postseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. Unbelievable to me, man. Tip of the cap to Brett Veach. And that's why you go into these drafts and you think, oh, my God, I don't know what they're going to do. Trust this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Trust this gentleman. He took the only two really great players after the first five and turned them into unbelievable performers here in Kansas City. It's wild to me.
I mean, I don't know where this team would be without those two guys. Certainly not back-to-back Super Bowl champions, close to that three-peat. I mean, those two have been essential to where, and it's that whole 22 draft, and I'm sure you know that, Bob, but I mean, it's like five or six starters. I mean, every pick was a guy who got Joshua Williams, Watson, all these guys coming huge for the Chiefs, and Veach just does it, whether it's the fourth round, last pick of the first round, trade down, trade up, no matter what position, he seems to find the talent. They're going to need that again this season.
Well, yeah, they are. They're going to need a good draft this year. There's no question, but like based on this, why wouldn't you think they're going to have a good draft, right? Like that's where you kind of need to be mindset-wise. In a draft where there was hardly anybody worthwhile of picking in the first round, Brett Veach not only selected a guy, he selected two stars, two every down players, two big time players for your organization. And the rest of that first round, you know, outside of Aiden Hutchinson and maybe Garrett Wilson, maybe Chris Olave, man, there was nobody else. And we got two stars out of that draft. That just tells me everything you need to know. And then it goes back to the coaching, too. You got Andy Reid, the coaching staff, coach these guys up, the veteran leadership. Like, it's all just such a well-oiled machine right now. So that's why I was talking to Binkley about that, because I was like, there's no quarterbacks in this draft. Do not feel peer pressure to draft Shador Sanders or Cam Ward because people are telling you to on the internet, you know?
And now Jackson Dart, too. There's peer pressure there, too. They're all,
Right. A lot of Jackson Dart peer pressure coming up right now. Because, you need a quarterback in this league. But you know what you don't need? You don't need to waste a draft pick on a bad quarterback. Just because there's a quarterback there that Mel Kiper says should go number one, or Todd McShay, or whoever says should go number one, doesn't mean they should go number one. Be convicted about who you're going to pick in these drafts, and just take the best available player, and you'll eventually get to where you need to go with your roster, man. Two teams are going to draft quarterbacks, and they're going to be back at the drawing board in 3 years.
Do you think there's something to be said about maybe a pro to drafting late in the first round? Because all of the, you know, overthinking and the, you know, galaxy braining has already happened, and now it's like, okay, I'm going to just take best players available. All you guys made your mistakes. Here's George. Here's Trent McDuffie. Don't know how they fell to me, but I love them. Here they are.
Yeah, I think there's a lot less pressure, right? You have one of those top 10, 15 picks, and you're a quarterback lacking team. You better pick that right quarterback.
Yes.
You better pick that guy that the fans are going to cheer for on draft night.
Or if you're the Jags and you just suck and you're like, oh, we need this pass rusher, and then you pick the wrong one.
Right.
You know, Aiden Hutchinson was the guy. We all thought it. They galaxy brain themselves. Walker sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I think the more impressive thing about Brett Veach is that, like, he drafts for a situational problem that he immediately fixes. Like, you didn't have any sort of pressure to get towards quarterbacks, because that's why Joe Burrow was able to carve you up in that second half. You couldn't sack Joe Burrow. You drafted George Karlaftis, and you immediately got a guy that could allow pressure. I'm not saying that George Karlaftis is the world's greatest defensive end, but he gives you something.
You can rely on that guy every down.
And then McDuffie, you know that you're going to be going against good quarterbacks in the AFC. Burrow, Allen, Lamar, those type of guys, Herbert, they're good quarterbacks in the AFC. Probably the better ones are on that side of the fence. And you need somebody that's going to be able to lock down those wide receivers those quarterbacks throw to. You don't want to get beat by Ja'Marr Chase. You don't want to get beat at the time by, like, Stephon Diggs or anybody else that's on those teams that nowadays is Zay Flowers. Mm-hmm. And if you have a guy like Trent McDuffie, which you have also at the time, you had a guy, L'Jarius Sneed, that you knew was going to get a huge contract. So then you move on, and that's the way it goes. And again, look, he's not going to nail it every pick, but when you have nailed it more often than not, you can take these people that are like, what about Felix and Kingsley?
You want to point out two, like, guys that he failed on, like, instead of the list of guys, like, that he hit on? I mean, come on.
I think Brian Cook is okay. I don't think he's great, but I think he's okay. I think that Karlaftis has been good. I think Leo Chenal's been good. I think that McDuffie's been fantastic. I think that Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, you look at guys like that.
Trey Smith in the sixth round is going to get a bag this offseason. Bolton's been a great pick.
Great pick.
You got Creed Humphrey as well in drafts. You got a lot of these players that are, you know, and let's give Felix a little bit of time. Like, you cannot sit here and say, like, yeah, it wasn't as great. It was a bad pick. But you can also say that his name got brought up a lot more often than you thought maybe this past year.
This year, I thought he found his role this year. And he may find an even bigger role if Charles Omenihu isn't coming back next season, right?
I mean, and it's year three. It's like, hey, man, this is where you either make it or you're broke in the NFL.
Right.
Either you're going to be on this team or you're not going to be on anybody's team.
Because after year three, they have to tell you if they're picking up that fifth-year option, right?
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll know after this season where they are with Felix and Udike Uzama. But I think you give the kid an opportunity. He came into a situation, didn't need to really play last year. I thought played a lot this year. I heard his name a lot this year. I don't know what the expectation level is. If the expectation is double-digit sacks, that's a fallacy. That's a bad expectation to have, because there's not many guys that get double-digit sacks in the NFL on a yearly basis anymore. It's very, very hard to do. I think maybe 10, you know, guys will get you double-digit sacks in the NFL on a yearly basis. It's just a very unrealistic number. And so my goals are, does this team have what it takes to win a Super Bowl every year? And if they're in the Super Bowl and they're contending for a Super Bowl every year, the draft picks are just fine. If you're complaining about Kingsley, I mean,
Now it's Sky Moore too. So that's another one.
Okay, go find a different hobby then. Maybe the Chiefs aren't the team that you need to be rooting for. Pick up the Browns.
Also, Kingsley barely played it all this season. They're going to move him to guard, and he could end up being a great guard.
He may
guard.
End up being a great guard.
Great guard
he
for
may,
this team.
He may just slide into where Trey Smith is
Isaiah
leaving.
Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco didn't play enough this year for a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy broke his leg. Right?
He didn't play enough. It's a bust. Yeah,
okay.
It's a bust. Yeah.
Did that come in on the text line?
No, I'm just starting. I'm just going to start leaning into it.
All right. I'm going to say, like, seriously, though, if you're waking up in the morning and you're mad about Sky Moore and Kingsley Suamataia, go back to bed.
Yeah. I mean, we just
or go root for the Browns.
Yeah. But it is funny to look at the quarterbacks going into the draft. I thought, maybe I'm wrong, is Dylan Raiola just not that great?
Well, he's only a freshman,
yeah,
right?
He
can't come out.
But I mean, again, like they were showing all the top. We're going up the top quarterbacks
next season.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is he allowed to come out next season?
I don't know. He's 15th on the guy's ranking. 15th as a sophomore.
Interesting.
That's why I'm asking. Hello?
Yeah, I thought Dylan was good.
McFly.
Yeah. If he didn't look like Mahomes, like, would anybody know who he is?
Yeah, he's a high recruit. He's a five-star recruit.
I know.
High school.
I know more about Dylan Raiola than I do. What's this kid's name?
That is Dylan Raiola.
Oh yeah. What's the father's name?
It's
his uncle, Dominic Raiola.
Yes. Yes.
I remember him playing at Nebraska. Or I think it was Nebraska.
Nebraska. And had a second on the Chiefs, or am I wrong about that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that. You have to look that up. Yeah. I don't know. But you know, this whole Dylan Raiola thing. Like, if he didn't look like Mahomes, I wouldn't know who he was. Good job out of him marketing himself.
Yeah. So we got a notification on Twitter from Welcome to the Bobby, or I don't know, something experience. And it says, whoever had 250 pieces of chicken from Church's Chickens for $175, I know it wasn't a black wedding. I would have had minimum 750 pieces for $525. Holla. I don't know what I'd get catered at my wedding. But I was just wondering, because we were looking at this guy's list of the top quarterbacks of 2025. And obviously Arch Manning's at the top.
26.
Oh, yeah, 2026.
Yeah. Which is weird. My 26 top 10 college football. We're going into 2020.
Well, he's talking about the draft.
Okay.
For next season. Yes. Extremely early. Yeah.
Yeah, and they had Raiola at 15.
I just see 10. I don't even see the 15.
Oh, the reply. Does he go?
No, if you click on his name.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, scroll down barely. It says a lot of people are asking me who was next on my list, so here you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you go to that, like, number 11 is DJ Lagway, John Mateer. I don't know who that is. Avery Johnson at 13 from K-State.
The basketball player?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Making a comeback.
Luke Altmyer at 14, then Dylan Raiola at 15. And then Jalen Daniels at 16th out of KU.
Damn. Out of KU, huh?
Avery Johnson a little low, too, I feel like. I really like him.
Just his opinion.
Yeah, of course.
but the big story is there's nobody again coming out next year from a quarterback standpoint. I mean, that's why if you're the Giants or you're Tennessee or whoever, give up your first round pick to the Rams for Matthew Stafford. I saw a trade proposal that Pittsburgh was going to give up like their second and third. Again, just a fake proposal. Second and third for Matthew Stafford. I'd do that in a heartbeat if I was Pittsburgh. But if I'm the Giants, I'm saying I'll give you number 3 overall right now for Matthew Stafford. That's what they need. There's nobody at number 3 that's going to make the Giants better than what Matthew Stafford is going to make them.
So they need a 35-year-old quarterback? They're going to make $40 million?
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but I would say go find... You know, Sam Darnold, or a name of that ilk that you can pay $20 to $30 million.
You can't do that when you have a team that has everything on the line and coaching wise. Yeah, like, this is like, hey, we want this guy. We gave him a chance. Like, he has to get it right. Because, like, if he fails,
Daboll's gone.
Yeah, so is the general manager.
The whole
thing.
Which means the whole thing turns on its ass.
Well, they don't need to win the Super Bowl.
But they need to be relevant.
They need to be relevant. They need to be good.
They can't go 4-12.
No, they can do that with Sam Darnold and build up this roster. Paying Matthew, a 36-year-old quarterback, $40 to $50 million a year is not going to help
you.
Yeah,
Matthew wants way too much money.
He wants way too much
money. I'm starting to kind of lose a little bit of, like, belief that Matthew Stafford is who I thought he was.
Who did you think he was?
I thought he was just a guy that loved the game. I thought he was a football guy.
Gotcha.
And he's clearly, he wants $40 million at 36.
$50 million.
Yeah. And this is what's weird to me. It's like,
last chance to cash in.
But he's already made $340 million.
Yeah, talk to anybody, man. It's just, they just want more.
But, like, let me have a conversation real quick out loud, okay?
Yeah.
Please. I thought Matthew Stafford at this point in his career was like, you know what? I just want to ride it out, collect my checks, and go. I want Patrick Mahomes' money. I've already won a Super Bowl. I'm already a Hall of Famer. I live in L.A. Like, I kind of just think Matthew Stafford might be a bag. In all honesty. Like, what else are you playing for? Like, why you made 300 plus million and you want top near money at 36?
Yeah, I don't have no problem. You go try to get whatever you can get and then see where the chips fall. If you don't ask for that kind of money, you'll never get it. And there are desperate teams in the NFL that will pay. The Giants are a desperate team. They may be the most desperate team in the NFL right now. I mean, they're an embarrassment as a franchise,
that's
right?
Fair.
Like, they are, and their coach is hanging on by a thread, their GM's hanging on by a thread. Quite frankly, ownership's hanging on by a thread in New York right now. You're starting to get fan revolts. People are flying planes. They're not selling tickets. You got to move the needle in New York. Sam Darnold does not move the needle for Giant fans. I can promise you that. He played for the Jets and saw ghosts. You're never going to get past that. The Giants need to go out and be bold. And there's nobody that they can, unless Carter from Penn State falls, there's nobody that they can get at number three that is going to make that team better than what Matthew Stafford can make that team. And do you have to pay a premium for a quarterback? You're right. When you have failed as much as they have a quarterback, the bill eventually comes due. You're effed. So now you got to go out there and spend the money. You got to go out there and overpay, and you got to pay a premium to fix that position, because until they fix that position, none of it matters, and they're not going to win.
It's a great text. It says, if Kirk Cousins is getting $40 million off Achilles, I'm Stafford, I'm asking for $60 million.
Hell yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah, and what did you say? He's 35 years old. What, Brady played at least 40? Manning, close to 40? I mean, these guys now can play a long, long time, and so if you're the Giants, it's desperation mode, and desperation mode, what happens when desperation? You throw money at stuff to fix the problem.
37.
So you play to your 40. Give him a three-year deal. Your 40, and then you try to draft somebody.
Did Peyton really play till he was 40, or was like 38 and a half?
Well, yeah. Are you talking about his head, or are you talking about his body, or altogether, you know, because that last year was not...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that whole year and a half, like after the season before it was over, it was like he came out in like training camp and didn't throw the ball. His shoulder was wrecked, and he was getting paid a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, whatever. You know what? Go to the Raiders.
Has Matthew Stafford had any injuries right now?
Right now? He was hurt 2 years ago.
But he's pretty healthy.
But he had the Tommy John.
Yeah.
Because him and Clayton Kershaw are like best friends.
I heard that. Tony Gonzalez played basketball.
And Clayton Kershaw told him not to get the surgery.
Hmm.
He said he shouldn't get the surgery. So Matthew Stafford either didn't or like did it a different way. Like he did it where like you don't get the baseball sort of surgery for Tommy John. He did some sort of like physical training for it. And then that's why like last year when he started to come back towards the end, it was starting to click because his arm was back to being better. So.
Yeah, whatever. You know, but still it's better than what you have. Cause right now you have nothing on your roster at the quarterback position. So, I mean, it sucks, but that's why you got to be like Brett Veach and draft the right guy and hit a home run with your quarterback.
So 0% chance of convincing you on Cam Ward. We got a month, so maybe
I don't know enough about Cam Ward right
that's
now.
That's my guy.
Yeah, why? Tell me why. Well, tell me why.
Let's wait.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into the hot corner. Maybe, you know, Bob and Mac can have a conversation about Cam Ward. You're listening to 95 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Vesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
From the 785. You suck, Dusty. I don't know if they're referring to actually I do suck or the fact that like the liner that is 913-586-7965. Call me up and tell me how much I suck.
Yeah, that's right. It could be both.
Yeah.
We'll never know. Yeah, it is both. We don't see that commercial anymore.
No, thank God.
Was that just a baseball season commercial? Or did they kind of spill in the football season? You know what I didn't see any of? And I know you guys, I have no idea what the Super Bowl commercials were to this day.
Yeah, no idea.
I'm guessing the one with Seal and Sprite is probably a Super Bowl commercial. But other than that, I have no idea what the Super Bowl commercials were.
Right, and the Jimmy Johnson's the only one I remember.
That was the only one they showed in the stadium, though, you know?
Did you miss them?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, I haven't missed them since the Chiefs have been in it, you know, all the time.
What's
the Super Bowl commercials were for when they weren't in it.
What's funny is you could probably, like, you probably saw 75% of them already.
And you don't even know it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying before the game.
Oh, there is that too.
The whole like Super Bowl surprise factor is gone.
Yeah.
Like, now you can just go to the internet and you can see them all. So I mean, it's you know, it doesn't really do it for you anymore.
No, it does. Like everybody
hates the halftime show, no matter who it is.
No matter who it is,
it's always hated.
Oh, no matter who it is, every other you know, feel like if you're not a fan of CCR or something like that, everybody complains about that. If you weren't a fan of Kendrick Lamar, people complained about that. Like it's just it's if I'm doing the halftime show and if I'm asked to do the halftime show, I'm like, why? All people do is complain about it. No matter what we do, they complain.
Well, they do it because they're either getting ready to go on tour or getting ready to drop an album, and it's like free publicity.
It is, yeah. But the NFL does not pay people to do that. You have to invest your own money. Millions get invested into that halftime show, too.
Nuts.
Yeah, because you don't get paid. That's crazy. Hot Corner is on a Tuesday. We used to do Tough Tuesdays during the football season. During the baseball season, Hot Corner.
So same concept, different language, different season. So, Bob, who is in your hot corner on this Tuesday?
Well, this wasn't a gentleman who I knew until yesterday, and his name is Craig Smith. Do you know who Craig Smith happens to be? Because this guy is on the hot corner right now. He was the Utah basketball coach. They fired him yesterday with four games to go in the season. This guy beat Kansas. Usually when you beat Kansas, that gives you a two-year stay, right? That doesn't hold weight anymore. This guy's 7-9 in the Big 12 and like four games above 500. And Utah's like, you're done. You're out. Wow. We're moving on. So that guy yesterday getting fired basically on the eve of March Madness, getting ready to start. Utah probably not an NCAA tournament team, obviously, but they're moving on from that guy. And the interesting part of the story is Utah has the lowest NIL in the Big 12, and their big rival BYU just paid a cat $7 million to go there and play college basketball. And so if you're going to be firing coaches in college sports and you're a university that isn't providing them with the NIL that's proper to compete at these levels, that sucks for that coach, man. Like, now you're beholden to your alumni to donate enough money so you can go out and recruit players and be on the same level playing field. And if they don't donate money, you don't get good players, you lose your job. Another great NIL kind of fallout, if you will.
Which kind of has a similarity to pro sports, right? If the owner isn't willing to spend money, it's like, sorry, you're getting fired.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Ask every Royals manager who worked for David Glass other than Ned.
Yep. Mac, you got a hot corner?
Well, I just thought we'd do some generic stories here. KU, hot corner. Yesterday, rankings came out, not ranked for the first time in 1,400-plus days.
That seems like a lot, but it really isn't. I mean, it's like 3 years, 4 years, you know. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive still in college basketball.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
To be honest, like, that is a very impressive number.
So, Bob, you wrote, I thought it was a good question. What's something that was shocking to hear for the first time in a long sports-wise?
Chiefs not being Super Bowl champs, right?
Yeah.
Over like 1,000 days.
Insane.
But think about that. Everybody's saying, oh, for the first time in 1,400 days, KU isn't ranked. The Chiefs, for the first time in like 1,000 days, haven't been Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, much more impressive. Super Bowl champs?
Yeah, but I mean, that's biased because, like, I mean,
well, I'm very biased. That's
I mean, they don't play for 6 months.
Yeah, but
so like, and then you play for an entire year and you have to wait for someone to actually win.
Yeah, but same with college basketball. There's all that time of, I think it's more impressive to be Super Bowl champs for like 1,000 straight days than it is to be ranked in college basketball.
It is a very impressive number. I'm not denying that. But I mean, like, to think that it's like more, I don't know.
I think it is because you are one of 25 in college basketball to be ranked, right? There's 25 teams that are part of the ranking. There's only one Super Bowl champion. To me, it's no question.
And then I guess all the people that are deciding to go to this are having a hot corner, tough Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. Firefest is coming back. I don't know if you guys have watched this documentary.
Oh, it's the best documentary.
It's the best thing
ever. Yeah.
Triangle cheese sandwich in a teepee.
Oh, yes, my God. And what people were doing for bottled water.
It was one guy.
It wasn't one dude. I couldn't remember that guy's name, but yeah, that one guy.
Water guy.
Forgot about that. Yikes.
If you are putting money out to buy a ticket to this, you're an idiot.
Billy McFarland, baby. Ja Rule.
If you don't know Firefest, this was a festival that epically failed, 10 years ago, 15 years
had
ago?
Had to be. I mean, it was...
What was it, the Bahamas or something? It was a destination festival.
And they were going to perform and have concerts and all this stuff, and they flew people down there, and there's no lodging, there's no concerts, there's no food, and there's no way to get off the island.
And all the pictures they saw were these resort lodges with these amazing amenities, and it's going to be this incredible experience. We spent all this money, and now we're stranded on this island. No one's here, and it's a crazy documentary, but they're bringing it back. Same guy.
Billy Mack.
That guy went to jail and got out of jail as fast as anybody I've ever seen. Like,
and
that guy went to jail immediately.
Same thing immediately when he got out of jail.
That's right.
Scammed people on tickets.
Right.
Again.
And people are going to pay money to go to this thing? Like seriously, you got to screw loose if you're putting money down to go to Fyre Festival. How soon before this is canceled?
Seriously. Packages start at $1,400. They go up to over $1 million.
Well, the last one went so well. Where do I sign up?
Exactly. It's crazy.
I would say that my impressive thing, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of eye rolls, especially from the two gentlemen in this room. Tiger Woods making 142 consecutive cuts on the PGA Tour.
Well, that's impressive.
Like, no eye roll at all.
That to me is the most impressive sports stat of my life.
How many years does that
98
encompass?
To 2005, he made every cut that he tried out for.
That's unbelievable,
That is, to me, the most impressive sports stat of my lifetime. My grandfather had Joe DiMaggio's hit streak. Mm-hmm. Like, some people have, you know, whatever. Cal Ripken's streak is amazing to me.
Yeah, that'll never be broken.
No. but 142 consecutive cuts made on the PGA Tour from 98 to 05.
That's the record, right?
Yes.
What was number two?
I mean, I have no idea. The streak, yeah, the streak began at Torrey Pines in 98, where Tiger Woods shot a 66 in the second round. He made the cut by six shots and went on to make every PGA Tour cut for the next seven-plus seasons. And the streak ended in 05 at the Byron Nelson Championship.
They couldn't finagle the numbers to get him on the final weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, I don't know what number two is.
Well, it's when you go, oh, wait.
Yeah. But I mean, because you, like, watch guy, like, even, like.
What happened in 05? Because that's before his wife beat his car with a golf club.
Maybe an injury. Maybe that's when the body
started to shut down. That was quick, though, Dusty. I mean, seven years in.
Then he came back in 07. Yeah, but he was just so, like, I mean, he was so much different. Like, he just changed the game completely, like, from being old fat guys that played, to where, like, all of a sudden it was, like, watching him swing the golf club. Like, it was crazy to watch because everybody was so mesmerized by it.
He and made Phil get in shape.
Right. And then you, like, hear people talk. Like, I remember, I think it was, what's his name? He's the Irish guy. I don't know.
Paddy McFarland? No, Patrick Harrington, right?
No. David Faraday.
Oh.
And he was talking about him, and he was just like, yeah, it's like a great swing, but eventually that body's going to give out. And then, like, one day, like, that left knee with all that pressure and all that torque, it was just like, ugh. I mean, you just can't do it. You know, that's just what it is, man. Like, you just come down so hard on that golf. I mean, I don't need to get into it. But I would say to finish this out, my hot corner is Amazon and James Bond. F you, Bezos. I get it. You're probably a James Bond fan. Now you have complete content control over the Broccoli family who had it all, and now Amazon's going to ruin James Bond's legacy.
Gosh.
It's happening. It's going to happen. They're going to do, like, an origin story. They're going to do, like, a series. They're going to do all this stupid blank, and it's just going to suck. It'll never be the same again. So enjoy it while it lasted, but it's over. James Bond, gone. Thank you, Amazon. That is my two cents on the hot corner. Coming back on the other side, we get into more Matthew Stafford and the teams that he's going to. I mean, good luck. It's 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.